The Day in Tech History is sponsored by Cachefly over at cachefly.com, where you can host your podcast and get a 14-day free trial.
Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. November 6th, 1928, the iconic Times Square headline ticker was first activated. New York Times began flashing headlines using the electronic sign. 1935, Edwin Armstrong presented a paper on frequency modulation, or FM radio. AT&T's John Renshaw at Carson disputed it, saying that there were no advantages over AM radio. 1944, plutonium is first produced at the Hanford Atomic Facility. It would subsequently be used in the Fat Man, the atomic bomb detonated over Japan in August 9th of 1945. 1957, Hewlett-Packard offered public stock for the first time, $16 a share. 1962, the IBM Data Processing Division released the IBM 1230 Optical Mark Scoring Reader, capable of reading and scoring 1,200 test answers sheets an hour of unattended operation. 1980, Microsoft and IBM signed a formal contract for Microsoft to produce an operating system and simple scripting language for the new IBM PC. Microsoft would receive $200,000 to adapt 86 DOS into MS-DOS for the PC, and $500,000 for BASIC and compilers. 1986, Maurice Wilkes writes to Nicholas Wirth proposing that the Modula 2 Plus language be revised. Wirth gave the project his blessing, and the Modula 3 committee was born. 1995, 3DFX released Voodoo, the first consumer 3D accelerator capable of rendering relatively complex scenes in real time and high resolution. 1998, hacker Rajib Mitra was convicted of hacking into the University of Iowa and University of Wisconsin. He would also be later sentenced to 8 years in prison for jamming emergency radio bands. Tony Hsieh and Sanjay Madden, co-founders of Link Exchange, cooperatively announced that Link Exchange had joined the Microsoft Network of Internet Services. And the 3 millionth domain name, lizzieb.com, was registered. In 2001, GNUNet, a free software framework for decentralized peer-to-peer networking is written in C, is first published. 2006, Microsoft announced that AVG security products would be available directly from the Windows Security Center in Windows Vista. 2007, Lenovo drops IBM from its name to make the ThinkPad the Lenovo ThinkPad and ThinkStation. Also in 2007, Dirk Meyer joins AMD's board, and Sony Ericsson unveiled the first Walkman phone. 2008, President-elect Barack Obama named Google's Sonal Shah and Julius Genachowski to his board. AT&T acquired Wayport, a hotel Wi-Fi provider. Also in 2008, Microsoft redesigned their Hotmail email service. Craigslist beefs up security to thwart those that post misleading ads, especially in the erotic services. And Justin TV began streaming in HD. 2009, the Nintendo Game Boy got a spot in the Toy Hall of Fame. The ball and big wheel were also inducted. Adobe's Photoshop application came to Android phones, and to further prove that Lee Harvey Oswald shot President John Kennedy, Haney Faird, director of the Newcomb Institute for Computational Sciences at Dartmouth, used digital forensics to prove the photo was not doctored in any way. 2011, YouTube and Disney cut a deal that brought original videos to YouTube, and Charles Walton, the inventor of the RFID, passed away. 2012, the FCC announced that it had reached $700,000 settlement with AT&T, who allegedly overcharged wireless data customers. Google rolled out the newer page look. They moved the navigation bar to the side. And Mozilla settled with the IRS for $1.5 million after a 2008 inquiry when Mozilla partnered with Google and didn't report it. 2013, Dish-owned Blockbuster announced that they were closing the remaining 300 locations and would cease their video mail system immediately. Fire broke out at the offices of the Internet Archive in San Francisco, $600,000 in damages. Also in 2013, Apple announced that they would be adding new manufacturers to keep up with the iPad and iPhone demand, and Facebook redesigned the like button to match with the flat image look.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.